Welcome back, friends, family, Bizarre Junkies, whale lovers, I guess, after yesterday. What is up? Welcome back to another Bizarre Junkies live stream. I'm your host, Austin Alvarez. I am so happy to see you here again today. We made it happen. We made a stream happen. You know who we have to thank for that today? Mr. George Carmona.
I am here. I've been here since 6:55 in the morning.
Yeah, you've been here.
It was an OnlyFans model that I got It was on Zoom. It was on Zoom. So,
hey, but unfortunately, game is game, George.
Yeah. And the crazy thing was, is like I knew who it was, or like I've heard of her in the fitness community.
Yeah,
one of those chicks with just like abs that are bizarre.
You're just a little like, too good, or a little implanted, or what?
No, I mean I don't think there's such thing as too good of abs.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's just like, what do you, there's no way that you can't regiment your diet. Like, there's no way you can tell me I've eaten everything I've ever wanted to in my entire life. No willpower control. It's all natural.
Right.
Bullshit.
Hey, man.
You've lived a pretty bad life.
Hey, man. People are making it work, all right? People are making it work. Okay?
Correct.
People are making it work, unlike the whales. The whales work harder than anybody else, all right? Let's go ahead and say what's up to people in the chat. We got Matthew, we got Mari, we got Mia, we got Curie Henry, we got Franny. We got we have some thanks to give. So Jay Cray became a bizarre fan, became a member of the channel today. Let's give it up for let's get some W's
give
in the chat
for
Jay Cray.
Jay Cray.
We have another member. We got SSB Goku and Vegeta, who's a member. Yeah, y'all get the music today. Damn. Sheesh. Give it up for them. Appreciate you guys' support. Go enjoy that extra content. Brandy just had a corn dog for lunch. That's what I'm talking about. Corn dogs in the chat. Yeah, that's a throwback. We're just running all the assets today. OGs of sticky paws know what this is.
Anybody else in the chat? Come on, let's get this chat pumping right now. This song's all about getting the chat pumping. Talk to your friends. This is YouTube live streams are the modern day church.
Yes.
We need everyone to greet their neighbors right now.
Greet your neighbor.
Greet your neighbor.
Tell them three fun facts about you. Two truths and a lie.
Yep.
The lie can be that you're religious or that you're, I don't know.
Wait, hold on. It really is like church, dude. These people are becoming members. Dare I say you're the leader? Are you the David Koresh of this operation?
You know too much now.
Oh, no. I'm going to get executed.
there's OnlyFans models on the channel. Yeah, we've had them on the channel before. We've had Stephanie Summers, Lana Cherries, Natty Nugs, Bree Hunter. We've had a few. Franny Marujo. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine. George, maybe in the future, maybe. Maybe an OnlyFans for George.
Yeah, dude. After listening to the way that girl was talking this morning, I was like, yeah, this sounds
lucrative.
I'd be an idiot if I don't give this a shot.
Yeah. All right. Well, what we're going to do today is we've got some creepy stuff to look at. So this first one, I don't even know what this is. Oh, one sec here. Okay, so this is a rare individual with a variation of the demon face syndrome has the unique ability to see faces normally on paper and on screens. Despite seeing more eerie demon faces in his real life, the divide allowed researchers to properly illustrate for the first time what faces look like to a person living with the demon-tinted glasses of prosopometamorphosia. Fopsia. That. So you can see the left face is the real face. This is what their mind contorts it to, is this face right here. Same thing here. And a woman here. I'm not going to lie.
One of my students back in the day, I'm sorry to interrupt, but was in love with this stuff.
Yeah?
Like he liked videos that were animated that had these features.
Yeah?
Like his favorite videos.
Sus?
I don't know. It was interesting. I always would watch him and be like, holy shit, like I'm losing brain cells watching stuff like this. Like, that's not good for you. I don't know. He found it entertaining. And it's not like it wasn't funny. So when it said demonic, I was like, oh.
Right.
That's interesting. Because I didn't necessarily think of it as demonic.
Yeah.
I think
it's just bad.
Bad Photoshop.
Bad CGI.
Yeah.
We've got Bria. Bria, what is up? Welcome in. Glad to see you again today. This next video is talking about how the Winnie the Pooh ride at Disneyland is haunted, apparently. So let's hear what this guy has to say.
Haunted Mansion. The craziest one I ever had was I had to hit the emergency stop on the ride. We were adding or removing a vehicle, and I looked at the cameras that we have, and I saw an old woman like just walking by a vehicle. There were guests on the vehicle.
This is inside the ride,
and I just immediately like hit the emergency stop, and I go, "Oh, emergency stop! There's a woman inside. Like someone jumped off the ride, and they're inside."
I see. Yeah.
So they do a full evac. They evacuate the whole ride, get everyone out, and then they walk through, and they're like, "No guests saw that there was a lady in there."
You didn't see her coming out from like.
No,
but
nobody came out. There wasn't any of the guests that we saw. We did the whole evac, and they're like, "Okay, that's fine. Like you're okay. You saw someone." An hour later, I'm on break. The ride goes down again. Like, what are we down for? And my coworker was like, "I saw a woman walking by the maintenance bay."
Oh man!
And I was like, "We saw the same thing."
Damn. I've been on that ride. I mean, it doesn't surprise me though. There's a lot of ashes spread there. There's a lot of like people that have died there. So. I don't know. I know Franny and I have done a whole episode on kind of ghosts from Disney. I think we may need to do a re-up on that. I think. Yeah, George, we can go ahead and pull that down. All right. Let's see this next one. This one just says, and this one's kind of funny. It says, Harambe's Revenge. Just kidding. Everyone was fine. This one has been making the rounds on TikTok of a gorilla getting out while the zookeepers are in the enclosure.
Scary.
Yo, he posted up right now. This is in San Diego, I think. Maybe. Maybe it's not the one in... Is this the one in San Diego? Is this the San Diego Zoo?
How could you pray in such a time of craziness? You need to be dialed in, lady.
The gorilla looks scared too, though. Like he looks like he's not enjoying it.
Wait, is he scared or is he not enjoying it?
But like he's not enjoying it and he's scared.
So he could be not enjoying it and be aggressive.
Correct. He could be like,
this is a nightmare situation, to be honest.
Do gorillas hurt humans? I mean, if you threaten them, probably. I wouldn't want to find out.
The way that people are watching this, like, pay-per-view, like, along the rails, and just aren't freaking out right now. So, I'm assuming there's glass in front of the humans, obviously.
No.
Look at that.
No, there's a moat.
Gotcha.
Nazavenya.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, Mari. They both seem freaked out. Like the gorilla seemed just as equally freaked out as the zookeepers did.
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna say it again, George. You know who wouldn't have had a problem with that?
Who?
They'll put that on a cracker, dude.
He would have chopped up that gorilla and made a gorilla jambalaya, dude.
Oh man, let's see what people are saying. Yeah, do gorillas hurt humans? Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, it's definitely scary to think of being in that situation. I don't know what I would do. I might not know how to act.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moody Ring. Welcome in, Moody. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was making its rounds on TikTok for a while there. Of like a, it makes me think of the guy who was singing a rap, and he's like, "Have you ever seen me in a fight with a grizzly bear? Help the bear."
yeah, you. I mean, the animal is in a zoo.
Yeah, it's an
AKA
enclosure.
Heavily sedated, most likely.
Heavily fed, so it's just like, oh.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my god. Killer? No, killer. No.
Sleep?
Yeah.
Nap time.
What if you like, well, it could have went a bazillion different ways.
Yeah.
Do we have any, is this, are we going back to an animal stream? I was watching yesterday and this turned into jellyfish facts. Are we headed down this road?
No, we got some more videos to watch.
Okay.
All right. This next one says a skinwalker caught on a trail cam? Question mark.
This is unbelievable.
What the fuck is that thing?
At the Skinwalker Ranch got evacuated today after a terrifying discovery. Check this out. It just got dark and the trail cams started going off.
What do you guys think that is?
And this is what they caught. Are skinwalkers real? Do you think they exist? Do you think they're underground? Or you believe it's BS? What do you think? I believe this is incredible. Look at it, people.
It looks creepy, that's for sure.
Incredible in what way?
But if you were walking in the woods with your dog at night...
Moody said that's a crackhead.
And you seen this. What would you do?
Help the bear.
I mean,
you think you're a
Lord of the Rings prequel, Franny?
This.
So, anyways, it started blasting.
Yeah, like this occurs, and I would probably
CGI.
I get freaked out when I see like snakes.
Or the real
so if
shit.
I saw that, I would definitely freak out. Like,
whoa, your mind
would not.
Yeah, Mari says me at 3 a.m. scourging through the fridge.
Because you wonder,
where's the Lunchables? Where's the Uncrustables? Actually, you should put those in the freezer.
The aliens.
I want cheese.
They look prettier than this. Now this is something I really. Don't want to ever see.
All right, dude.
Yeah, this dude, I was about to say, what a way to just make a four-minute video that could have been 45 seconds.
Yeah. What is this? Wow.
Wow. All
right, we're on.
This is incredible.
Yeah. Wow, what a demon. What a thing.
Crazy.
Crazy. This is a skinwalker. All right, this next one says a ghost caught on film. Let's see what this is about.
Okay, so I have this really terrifying photo to show you. And I was supposed to have a call today with the woman who
Hello Crumb
grandfather took this.
Well,
photo,
hello.
But she backed out because she was too scared. Her whole family who knows about this photo begged her not to go on the call with me. Now they believe that there's something demonic going on here. I don't know. If the story behind it is true, it is probably the scariest photo I've ever seen. So here it is.
Is that dude back there?
You're probably a little bit disappointed. You're like, why is that scary other than this guy has kind of strange clown makeup on? Well, when we got the original email, we were told by the person that sent it to us that the only person in this trailer
so that guy's not supposed to be there.
Was her grandma, this woman right here. This guy was not there. He's not known to anyone in the family. And after this photo was developed, the grandmother took the photo and threw it away and actually sold the trailer where the photo was taken. Now, that's a pretty intense reaction if you're lying. Maybe they were just selling the trailer and wanted to create a family drama ghost story. Now, when this woman decided not to give me a call and tell me about it, I asked if she could give me just a little bit of a rundown over text of what the general theories are here. The main one that she didn't want to talk about is anything involving the demonic stuff, which is apparently some kind of like long-standing family story that we're just not going to get into because we're going to respect their privacy. But she did give me the easier
theory. That is unsettling.
Which is the rodeo clown theory. I've never heard
it is of a very clear photo, Moody.
Before, but I'll show you what they look like this or this. Apparently most rodeos have clowns. So this theory comes from the fact that her grandparents bought the trailer used from a town where the rodeo used to be really, really big. Now, rodeo clowns apparently are often severely injured because they're right in the middle of the action, and they think that maybe either he lived in the trailer and passed away, or passed away in the trailer itself. I guess the other theory is going to be left up to speculation because it is a family secret. The only reason they even still have this photo is because the woman who emailed us, her father, actually went into the trash and fished at the camera to save it. I don't know. If he really wasn't there, that is so majorly messed up. I don't know. Whatever. Think what you want to think. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, that's unsettling to see an image that vivid.
What would you do if you saw that? And it was your footage.
I don't even know, but I do know that Vanessa Todd is now a YouTube member. Thank you so much, Vanessa, for becoming a member.
Yeah.
Please go enjoy that extra content for you. Yeah, Matthew, it does look like a full body apparition, which, by the way, still building hype for it. We're releasing the Bizarre Junkies Ghost Hunt April 19th, Friday. We believe we have image of a full body apparition here in this studio where we're sitting. We did cleanse it. I feel that the energy is much better in here now, but I'm thinking we do. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I forgot that the grandfather clock was a 30-second soundbite.
Thank you so much to Vanessa, though, for becoming a YouTube member. I really appreciate the support. All right, let's move on to the next. Moody, you think it's real? Yeah. Let's go to the next one. This one says more ghosts on camera.
We love that.
Yes, we do.
Now that I've seen it, I can't.
Oh, this one. Yes. This is my favorite. This one posted this. Freaked me the fuck out when I saw it one night.
At night, he had been complaining of hearing rustling noises.
George, this one's crazy.
Over the last couple nights, many users thought they could kind of see something in this area of his kitchen, but I couldn't. So I looked at the Brighton version. This is the photo.
God damn.
And I know what you're going to say. Yes, it does look like Keanu Reeves, but look at how tall he is compared to the fridge. But it gets so much worse. This is a video he took of
this video unsettles me so much.
See something happen to the light in the kitchen. But let's look at the Brighton version.
You see it moving.
Yeah, that would
That's yes, unsettling.
It's terrifying. But is it a ghost?
I think so.
Is it a ghost? Like, what else do you think it is?
Well, people are... So a lot of comments are saying they think that somebody's living in that dude's, like, attic or something. But that one gets me. That one is creepy as fuck. Like, I actually had to go search for that one the other day because I was like, I know this one. It's terrifying. Yeah, George, I don't know how you feel about that one.
That's a good one. That is a goodie. That one... If you did see that in your house, it's an immediate move out. Like... No question. I
Warriors, what's up?
The price of staying at a hotel in the meantime, like, yeah, it's worth it, you know? I don't...
Yeah.
Because you watch these scary movies, and they don't move out of the house.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm looking to like buy a house in the next few months. I would be pissed as a motherfucker if I just spent a 3.5% down payment on a $300,000 house. And I move in and it's like, it's haunted. I'd be like, oh, fuck no. Uh-uh. Nope. Well, I'm calling in the Jewish rabbi. I'm calling in a Catholic priest. I'm calling in a Baptist priest. I'm calling in a spiritualist. I'm throwing everything at it.
That I don't know, shotgun type method to it, dude. I don't know if that's the way to go. I think you move out.
No.
Yeah.
See, yeah, Mari says if you can afford to move. Motherfucker, I just put 3.5%
down. I know, that's what I'm saying.
On a $300,000 house, I'm going to move out because of a ghost?
Yeah.
I make that ghost that type of
ghost.
First.
That ghost. Yeah. Like if you had like
I'm getting holy
that
water
level of
bullets.
Proof. If you had that level of proof. Think about that, bro. No, I don't think
I'm starting a poll.
I don't
right
think
now.
This chat's thinking logically here. Cuz that's terrifying. You got to see the full image on the Brighton version, like, and it was the same in both videos. If you had that same exact proof, you're moving out of that house.
Should we watch it again?
Yeah.
Let's pull it up again. Let me pull it up again.
You're moving out of the house.
Yeah. Nah. Two votes, three votes, 100% no.
Now that I've seen
not moving
I
out.
Can't unsee it. So the other day,
all right, people.
Let's full screen it. Don't even show us. Let's full screen this.
It's of his apartment at night. He had been complaining of hearing.
If you see this, okay, if you see what we're about to see here,
nights.
Are you moving out?
Many users thought
let me know in the chat
to see something in this area of his kitchen, but I couldn't. So I looked at the Brighton version. This is the photo brightened. And I know what you're going to say. Yes, it does look like Keanu Reeves, but look at how tall he is compared to the fridge. But it gets so much worse. This is a video he took of his apartment at night where you can see something happen to the light in the kitchen. But let's look at the Brighton version.
Look at this video. Lana does live with a ghost. We did prove it. We proved it here on the show. Lana, are you moving out if you see this fucking thing, though?
Yes, it's terrifying. But is it a ghost?
Let's play it back again. Let's play it back. This video. Look at that thing moving right there. Look at him. He's right there. Are you moving out if you have that?
Light in the kitchen. But let's look at the Brighton
version. I slowed it down. Look at it. You can see it moving right there. Yeah. Let's look at the chat. Let's see. So Lana says, I live with a ghost. We've proven that. She's shown us video evidence, and we had a medium in the spot, in the moment, talk about it. Curry says, I'm not playing with D words. Okay, that's true. Moody said, it would take too long to move. At that point, you might as well cleanse and call a priest. Thank you. It's too long. George, do you know how long it takes to sell a house?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that this isn't a very, very unique situation.
Yeah.
But as long as you stay in that house, and you got a kid, dude.
Yeah, that's why I'm cleansing.
Sponge age, which means how long until he starts making the drawings, right?
Oh my God.
And you go into his room and you're like, it's too late, you know?
All right, let's keep looking.
That's on you.
Crumb says the ghost.
Just like how it would be on those people in the scary movies when it happens to their kids. You should have moved out of that fucking house.
Crumb says that ghost and I are becoming besties. They've already seen me naked. We in it for life now. Okay.
Well, yeah. If ghosts are real, we've seen them naked too. So, all's fair.
Elvira, welcome in. Says sometimes they're attached to you, so they follow you. Like, hey, Lana proved that for us. Curry says, I've lived in 3 haunted places. 3? Is it maybe attached to you then? If it's 3, like, was it 3 in a row, or was it like one on, one off, another one?
You'd have to give us more details on the 3 haunted
places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, does place mean city?
Yeah. Does it mean, like, neighborhood? Does it mean, like, oh, I've lived in, like, a haunted, like, oh, this whole entire 3-mile radius was.
Don't tell anyone who comes over to the house. Great comment. Yeah.
Just hide that shit from them.
Yeah. By the way, you may see Ben in the background.
It's okay. He's chill.
Yeah.
My grandmother did that to me one time. I saw a shadow. She's like, oh, yeah, it's the ghost. I was like, what? And she's like, no, I'm just playing. But there definitely was something there.
She wasn't playing.
She wasn't playing. 9 votes on this poll. I asked, if there's a ghost in your house, are you moving out? 78% said no.
Okay, can we rephrase this to say, if money is no object? Or,
well, yeah, then like, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because you probably own 6 houses at that point. Anyway. All right, well, let's go to the other house.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if it's apartments too, do you just ask to go to a different Different unit, department?
You tell them, you tell them, hey, is my security deposit cover blessings?
Possibly. Or
cleanses? And you're going to be like, your security deposit is for when you fuck up the carpet, not for when you bring a ghost in.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to the next one here. This next one says a new serial unaliver in Austin, Texas. Is this the same one that's been on the river? Because there's been one that's been, they've been rumoring. Let's see here.
A serial unaliver is most certainly in Austin, Texas, after yet another body has been found in Lady Bird Lake, bringing the total to 10 deceased males found in the lake in the last 18 months. Investigators have been trying to downplay the serial unaliver theory, but are having a harder time doing so with each deceased person discovered inside the water. Each victim has been male, with all of them being in their 30s or 40s. There were 4 victims discovered in 2022, 5 discovered in 2023, and already 1 discovered so far this year. Investigators have ruled most of these deaths as accidental drownings, but the public is no longer buying that explanation. One theory going around is that a female is poisoning the men's drinks at the local bar surrounding the lake, causing them to get disoriented and wander into the water. To give even more validity to this theory, Austin police have announced they are in fact looking for a woman who has been drugging men inside of bars, yet authorities continue to say they have no proof that this mystery lady is at all connected to the deaths. I'll keep you updated as soon as we learn anything else.
Yeah, that's been a developing thing for a few years now, it sounds like. And it's in that Austin, Texas area. I don't know, what do you guys think? You guys think there's a new person on the loose? While you guys are writing about that, I want to remind you about April 12th and 13th. That is the 24-hour live stream we are doing. We are, in terms of Bizarre Junkies, we will be hosting from midnight to 2 a.m. right here in the studio. It's going to be a pajama party. We're going to have some cool people on. But I want to make sure you guys are aware of it. But to kind of lead up to it, I'm giving George some time to get this ready. But next week, we will be going live. I mean, we'll still be going live here. But we invite you guys right now to stop what you're doing and go subscribe to Podcast Junkies, the YouTube channel. We will be going live, 2 o'clock every?
1 o'clock
Monday through Friday next week to get ready.
I think this is going to be more of a regular occurrence, too. We have the most amazing studio, and we need to, do exactly what Austin's doing here, but on a network scale. We have a lot of cool people coming in and out every day.
Yep.
This is the channel in which you're going to get the most unfiltered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfiltered, possibly uncensored content. And this is a big, big project in the works right now. It's been 3 years that we've been working on the network itself, and now we are culminating the network all together. So you're going to be seeing a whole bunch of different content released on this platform. So we would like to get it a lot of subscribers before the 24-hour podcast. So that way,
thank you, Bria, for subscribing.
It's our big, coming out party in a sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Black Cauldron going to be on? I believe that's still on the docket. We're going to get things worked out and see if we're going to be doing that for them. But I think so. I mean, I don't see why not. Why she wouldn't be on. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yasmin, welcome in. Glad to see you. But yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know about that. Also, April 19th is when the Ghost Hunt is premiering. That is when we will be premiering that. So you guys can see that. Let's move on to the next video. This one says a story about witches. Interesting. We don't really talk too much about witches here on the on the show.
So this guy just got off of work, got on the city bus to be on his way home. As he gets on the bus, he pulls out a book by William Prescott and decides to start reading it. He becomes so into the book that he pretty much forgets about everything that's going on around him. By this time, the bus had already dropped a lot of people off, and he was still really into his book, not looking up or giving anything else attention. That was until something grabbed his attention. He said that, this is described by him, by the way. He says that he started hearing women laughing, and when he looked at the front of the bus, three of the most beautiful women got on the bus and he was just in awe. He mentions that two of the three girls were a little older, but that the third one was close to his age. He says that their bodies were beautiful, even the way they were dressed and they carried themselves, he was just like in awe with them. He said that one of the older ones was also carrying a baby, and what grasped his attention even more was that the baby was also like the most precious, beautiful baby he had ever seen. So he tells us that the older two women sit to the left of him and that younger one sits right in front of him. Basically, they all sat really close to him, even though there was like a lot of areas for them to sit at. He goes back to reading his book and he says that the girl, the one that was closer to his age that sat in front of him, decides to turn around and say, "Hey, are you reading William Prescott?" And obviously that what? Grabs his attention because he's like, "Oh my gosh, she knows what I'm reading and that's interesting." And he's like, "Yes, it's William Prescott. I love this book." And she's like, "Oh my God, I love it too." So then she asks him, "Have you read all of his books?" And he was like, "No, I'm actually starting with this one." And she was like, "Oh my gosh, back in my house, I have the entire collection. And now that we're getting to know each other, maybe you can come back home with me and I can lend you all of my books for you to read." She was like, "Maybe after I give you the books, we can go eat somewhere. We can talk about the book some more." He looks at his watch and he's like, "Oh, it's really late and I have to work tomorrow. I would love to, but I just cannot do this tonight." He said that she becomes insistent on him going out, that she even looks to the mom as like, "Mom, right, he can come over for dinner, then we can go over the books." And the mom was just like, "Mm-hmm, he can come over." Red flags. So maybe 2 to 3 stops ahead, he notes that 3 men and 1 lady get on the bus. And the reason why that grabbed his attention was because he noticed how weird one of the guys was looking at him. He said that the guy would look at the women and would look at him. And then he noticed that he started whispering something to his friends that got on the bus. He was like weirded out because he's like, "Why is this dude staring at me and at these beautiful women? Like, what is he saying? What's going on?" He was so confused at the way the guy was looking at him and at the women. At one moment, he even thought, "He probably thinks it's weird that these beautiful women are talking to me." And I don't know, he thought maybe they were jealous, or maybe he thought it was weird, but, or maybe he just thought that they were the most beautiful women ever and obviously got that dude's attention too. He said that this entire time, the girl was still insistent on him going home with her for these books. He just reiterated that he couldn't and it was too late and that he apologizes. So they get to the next stop and all 3 of the women get up and start exiting the bus. But he says that one of the older ones looks back at him and says, "We'll meet each other again."
What?
He said that something about the way she said that made him feel weird, because until that point, yeah, he was like, "It's too late for me to go with these women. I'm not, you know, I have work tomorrow." But he thought it was just like a normal conversation, a normal, you know, thing that was happening. Nothing serious, nothing weird, until she said that to him, where he was like, "What the fuck?" He says that as the bus closed the door, he could hear them laughing, like walking away, and the bus starts to move forward. And that was when those 3 guys that had gotten on with that other lady got close to him and they were like, "Hey, I'm sorry if I'm gonna ask you something weird, but I feel like I have to ask you something." So one of those 3 guys were like, "What were you doing talking to them?" And he was like, "Oh, they got on the bus and they were asking me about the book." He was like, no. "What were you doing talking to women with that aspect, like the way that they look?" And he's like, "What do you mean, what aspect? Like, they were beautiful women." And the guy was like, no. "Those women
said, I love
had like scratch marks and deepened eyes, and like, they smelt disgusting. Their clothes were ratted. Sure. They look inhumane." And the guy's like, "What do you mean? They were beautiful women." And the guy kept going. He was like, "They smelled nasty. They were ugly. And that dog that they had with them." That's when the guy was like, "Dog? They had a baby with them." The guy was like, "No, they had a dog that had missing teeth and all slobber was going down his mouth. And that dog was looking at you like if you wanted to attack you." And the guy's like, "No, it was 3 beautiful women with a baby." So at this point, he's in a state of shock because he was like, "No, like I saw beautiful women." And that was when that lady that had gotten on at the same time with the 3 guys got close to all of them because she had overheard everything. "Son, those women were witches." She was like, "You need to know that these women get on the bus very frequently and they try to take young men like yourself." She starts telling him that close by is a cerro, or like a mountain, and that there is a cave that they call the Cave of the Devil, and that that cave is known for people going there and doing rituals. And she basically tells them that you just saved yourself because even though they're witches, they cannot take you against your will. So you did a good job by not going with them. And he starts thinking back at his whole like conversation with the girl and how insistent she was at him going with her. But obviously, you know, they weren't taking him. They were just very insistent on him going. And he was like, no, I can't go. It's too late. I have to work. So he says that the three guys and the woman get off and he ends up being alone on the bus. But like, he was in a state of shock. He was like scared and like he cannot stop thinking about that whole interaction. So this happened in Mexico and it comes from the podcast Paranormal or podcast Paranormal. If you want to go listen to it in Spanish, please go check them out. But what do you guys think? Oh my gosh, the fact that he like saved himself, but only because he had to work the next day. Imagine if he didn't have to work the next day.
Wild. There's lots to unpack there, but what we also have to unpack is we got some super chats in. First from Mr. Franny saying, it's payday, subscribe to all Sticky Paw shows. Thank you, Franny, for the $4.99.
Cha-ching.
We got Yasmin with another $4.99 saying, love all your shows. I appreciate you joining and supporting us, Yasmin. I really appreciate it. Yeah, George, I don't know. That was a lot to unpack.
Spooky.
Definitely spooky. Definitely like uneasy knowing about that stuff.
Yeah, and in that type of detail to make that, I don't know. Sometimes when I hear stories like this, doesn't it make you think like just some people are just really good storytellers?
For sure, definitely.
And then it leads me to believe the best storytellers were able to control the narrative throughout the test of time.
Yeah.
So, not saying that they exaggerate the truth, but it gives so much detail and definition that, like, I don't know. You're like, How do people remember that in that detail?
Yeah. So I wanted to give an update. So yesterday I said if we made it to 20 members, I would be releasing the documents of the notes Franny took during our last ghost hunt as a preview for YouTube members. We're at 19 right now. We're at 19 members. We're one away. Also, I said that if we get to 5,000 subs, and 45, I think it was 40 members, I will be live streaming me getting a tattoo.
That would be lit.
That just something to think about. But I will live stream me getting a tattoo for you guys. And yeah, so consider becoming a YouTube member. You can do it for as little as 99 cents a month. But what you get with it is a bunch of extra content. I've already started releasing interviews from the previous ghost hunt, as well as you get stuff that's early. You also get stuff from the last ghost hunt that nobody's ever going to see unless you're a YouTube member. And there will be more extra content coming along with the being a YouTube member and with this upcoming ghost hunt. So we're almost there, but I just want to say thank you so much to everybody for your support. I really appreciate it. It helps us keep going. It helps us afford to give George some beard oil every once in a while.
Yeah.
Because look at that. That needs, we got to make sure we got to keep that looking fresh. We do have Chatrell in the chat. Chatrell, what is up? Glad to see you.
Chatrell.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, and now Mari's saying a whale tattoo. I mean, people aren't going to get it unless they were here yesterday, but let me pull up what Crumb did from the stream yesterday. Look at this. This is a whale photoshopped over me sitting right where I'm sitting right now from yesterday's stream. This is I don't even know what to do with this. Maybe I'll release it to you guys as it's like a screensaver or something. We can pull that down.
You got to make it a sticker for members to use in the
maybe
chat.
Chatrell, you're already a member, though, I think. Oh, no, you're not. But were you a member? I thought you were already a member. But she said hold her purse.
Oh, boy. I think the documents get released today.
I think the document. Franny, you're watching this. I'm going to need those documents so I can release them for YouTube members. I think we're going to need to do that. This is our last video for today. I think we have a kind of a short show today. We will be live again tomorrow at 1 p.m. for a longer time period for Friday, a little Friday spooky stream. I am also playing with the idea. Don't hold me to this because I'm playing with the idea of going live Saturday night for a late night little spooky stream. Chatrell, YouTube member. Thank you so much, Chatrell.
Boom.
Leak the docs.
Where's the documents? Where are they?
Chatrell, we're at 20. I appreciate you a ton.
Where and are all the documents?
She said I got hella accounts. Chatrell, I appreciate you. Thank you. All right, you guys are getting documents. Franny, I know you're listening. I need those. I need those today so I can release them. Maybe we'll create like a Google Doc that just has them all in there, and we can release them.
You can't release images?
It looks weird. Like, it doesn't really work
well.
But I want to package it up. Make it a little nice, little like...
PDF scan it.
PDF scan it, maybe. Yeah. Well, I think he was doing them online. Like, or on the computer.
Gotcha.
So, you guys did do that. Chatrell and Chatrell Perry did do that. Chatrell squared. All right, this is our last video. This one says... What would happen if you drank concrete? Oh, my God. I guess we're going to find out.
Welcome to the video that explains how it would feel to eat concrete. It will bring an array of disgusting sensations, tastes, and a burning death. Trigger warning. This has happened. One man found a stray pail of still wet concrete outside of a watering hole. He grabbed it and began noshing. A night of partying left his belly rumbling, and he believed it was sesame paste. He ate 250 grams before realizing something wasn't right. Thankfully, he had his stomach pumped before it set. Concrete is toxic and also alkaline, so pretty caustic, but something more sinister will kill you before poisoning does. As your mouth fills with the mushy-gushy substance, you'll gag on the texture and gritty biting tastes. As it crawls down your esophagus, you won't quite feel the intense chemical burn yet, but soon your belly will warm as you upgrade to fire-breathing dragon status. Your once supple tongue will feel more like a sponge left out in the sun. It will slowly begin to bleed and sear as the burns start penetrating deeper. Now it's as if tiny little Edward Scissorhands have crawled inside of your stomach and are snip, snip, snipping away at your membrane. Considering your insides are around 98.6 degrees, that concrete will expand inside of you. It will also give off some serious vapor, so your stomach might blow before it ever sets. You will pass some concrete into your bowels and likely regurgitate it up your esophagus. Once hardened, it will completely block your intestines, and if it hardens up your throat, you will start to slowly suffocate. If suffocation doesn't get you, systemic infection likely will. Your organs will fail, you'll writhe in agony, you'll lose bodily fluids to burns, and death can take anywhere from hours to days to arrive.
Yeah, I don't think I ever want to drink that, George. I don't know about you. I don't think I'm going to try that anytime soon.
Her story involved a man thinking it was sesame paste.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen sesame paste?
No, we're going to look it up, though. What is sesame paste?
Yeah, I mean...
Sesame paste.
Mm.
Bro, you have to be drunk as shit to think that concrete looks like this.
Oh, just...
Yeah. This one's a little
super
spicy.
Super hungry. The line at In-N-Out is always too long. I think I'm just going to eat this sesame paste.
Yeah, sesame paste is... That's what I always eat. Hey, honey, do you want a milkshake? Natural selection. Indeed. That is natural selection, indeed. Indeed. So Franny said, I made them an Illustrator. I'll export when I get off work. Yeah. Hey, man. They said they want the documents. We want the corn dogs.
The numbers. We need to know the numbers.
Crumb said, yummy. Yasmin, I don't think you are a member. You should, if you are a member, you'll have the that's why I was confused about Chatrell, because usually you'll have the emblem next to your name. You'll have that little Bizarre Junkies logo next to your name here in the chat, and also your name will be green. So Shy, I don't think your main account is a member, but that's okay. You became a member anyways, and I appreciate that. We got, I believe, how many new members did we get today? We got 1, 2, 3, 4 new members today. So thank you so much to all of you. I really hope you guys go enjoy all of that extra content we have for you. He must have been one of those kids that sniffed glue, because ain't no way. You are correct. I'm waiting for Franny to text me back. I want to share this merch idea that he came up with, and I want to see if we're going to pique your interest enough to where we might do a limited release of merch, because these are super cool. Who snatched my chain? What, Chatrell? George, you know who snatched your chain?
I don't.
Damn, bro. Damn. Franny, I texted you.
Aqib Talib. Football reference.
Is that what that is?
That's who snatched your chain.
J. Cray is a new member. Yes, thank you to J. Cray for becoming a member.
Yeah.
Earlier, you did it before the stream even started. You were, I opened the stream and it's just like, bam, member.
Crazy.
Hold on, let's see if Franny is answering me. He said he was fighting for his life, loading a sheet of metal. Let me show you guys this cool merch idea Franny came up with, and I think we might do a limited run of these. Let me know. We can pull this up now. Let me know in the chat. What do you think of this? This like box logo of like the Patterson-Gimlin film Bigfoot, like the Bizarre Junkies logo, maybe Stay Bizarre, something like this. But yeah, what do you guys think of this? I'll leave it up for a little bit just so we can kind of get some give you guys a nice look at it. We might do this, might do a Mothman one, might do a Loch Ness monster, might yeah. Wait, I'm just waiting for you guys to check it out, see if you guys like it. But yeah, I mean, this would be cool. I think, George, I think we do a limited run of these.
Limited
run. How do I become a member? So, Curry, if you're on your phone, I believe if you exit out of the chat, it should say right to the right of Bizarre Junkies, it'll say join. That's how you would do it. If you're on your computer, if you scroll below to the description area, it'll say join next to like the subscribe button. That is how you can become a YouTube member. There's different tiers. So the lowest one is 99 cents. That's to get the extra content. That's all you need to do is that one. Do you think the logo should be on the back or on a pocket? Interesting. I kind of like the box logo. Hold on. You can pull this down, George. I want to look at the, I know Franny sent me some examples. Like this is like a Star Wars one. And this one, we can pull this one up, George. This one. So this is like what we're basing it off of, is like a design like this.
Zoom.
Yeah, let's get a better look at this. It has like a funny little saying here. Oh, the Bizarre Junkies part. Yeah, maybe it's like on the sleeve or something, George. But like embossed kind of.
Yeah.
Like an embossed Bizarre Junkies like on the side.
I like that.
Yeah, maybe we do that. Because maybe what we'll do is we'll do a pre-order run. That way we can get them made nice and they're not like a drop shipped thing. It'll be nice quality material. But we can go ahead and pull that down. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about that. I also know we're working on like a sticker pack. So Moody says, I like it. The image maybe can be bigger and then the text on the back. Maybe Stay Bizarre is on the back or something like that. We can take out the Stay Bizarre, but I think the Bizarre Junkies, I think it's just the logo and then the Bizarre Junkies is on the left with like an emblem. Yeah, that would be clean. I think we do that. Franny, we got to figure out how to do that. We got to get in touch with somebody and see how much it would cost to do that, because I think it would be cool. And maybe it's like on a cream shirt too, like almost like what I'm wearing right now, like not white but like an off-white kind of thing. George, what do you think? Or like a black?
I like off-white.
Like I like the cream kind of thing, because then it looks a little more sophisticated. It doesn't just look like a black shirt. But
agreed.
If you want merch already, I already have some merch pinned. You can check out our merch store. We have all kinds of stuff, from shirts and hats and buttons and stickers and decals and coffee mugs and everything. And that also goes to helping support the show, because we do everything ourselves here. I mean, we have a very small team. It's myself, George, or whoever else is engineering. I know Mari's helping us with the Discord. Franny's helping us with back end production as well. And we got a guy, Miguel, who's helping us with all our social media stuff. So we got a lot going on, but we make it work and we're doing it for you guys. We really, you know, if we wanted to sell out, like, then what's the point? Like, I want to create content that I enjoy. So the poll is still going. We got 15 votes on if there's a ghost in your house, are you moving out? 73% said no. 27% said yes. George, were you one of those ones that said yes?
No, because I didn't want to pad the vote. Okay, I have so many accounts on my phone, I could have easily won this poll.
Well, then I could have started logging in too.
Well, we would have had a login battle, buddy, and the people would have saw it.
They would have, like when we padded our stats the other day. I know Franny wanted me to talk about a specific topic today. He was saying to look into it. Oh, it was the PMO demon stuff. So
PMO demon?
Yeah, that was that first thing we looked at. So let's just look up again real quick what PMO demon. Curry
new
Henry.
New member.
Curry Henry, thank you so much for becoming a member. Really appreciate it. Please go enjoy all that extra content you just unlocked.
That's a good addition right there. She was, or he was a person that said, lived in 300 places.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Seeing demons. Man's rare brain condition transformed. Science alert. As far as the human brain is concerned, there's something special about another human's face. So special, great chunks of neurological processing are devoted to rapidly interpreting facial features as either icons of familiarity or strangers to fear. A 58-year-old man, U.S. man, presenting as Dartmouth College's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences, sees the world a little differently. Inside his head, the same face reading hardware tugs and pulls faces into something monstrous, demonic even. Diagnosed with a neurological condition called PMO, the patient provides researchers with a unique opportunity to understand better how visual systems typically process identifying characteristics to identify friend from foe. For more than 2.5 years prior to attending the Dartmouth Laboratory, the man had watched surrounding faces distort into grotesque caricatures. Grooves appeared on foreheads, cheeks, and chins, eyes and mouths stretched. Distressing at first, in time the man habituated to the bizarre masks his mind imposed over those he encountered. He could still recognize people, and his reality remained firmly anchored in place. Horrifying as they were, these weren't actual demons he was seeing. Yet something wasn't right. Life wasn't always this way, after all. Perhaps his history of bipolar disorder or PTSD was related? Maybe the serious head injury he experienced in his early 40s... Damn, they're just airing this dude's shit out. In his early 40s had left some kind of trauma, or the toxic dose of carbon monoxide he inhaled 4 months prior, before the distortions emerged, may have played over. Damn, they're just like, nah, he didn't make it. There's other things here. Chatrell with another membership. Thank you so much, Chatrell. We really appreciate
going
you.
Crazy right now.
You guys are going crazy. At this rate, I'm going to have to get a tattoo like this weekend.
Wow. Expedited.
Expedited.
You weren't expecting that.
I'm going to have to tell Mia. Mia, the tattoo.
Did I say 40? I meant 400.
40,000 members. Ignore me. I just fixed my primary. Appreciate you, Chatrell. Yeah, those link right there. Go subscribe to Podcast Junkies. We will be going live. And it's not just going to be me. It's going to be myself, George, John from Action Junkies, probably Gio from Fitness Junkies.
Travis,
Trey,
Nikki.
We're going to be,
Nikki probably not, because she doesn't get here till that. Yeah. Till later on. But
the team,
including everybody that is just like, this is our way now of all these cool guests that we get in the studio, we can work them into that live stream too. Lots of like celebrity drop in appearances.
Yes.
It's a casual live stream. I think the topics will be whatever's trending on Twitter, and very similar to this show.
I think what would be interesting is if each junkie show brought a trending thing on Twitter from their perspective, like niche.
Yep.
So I bring like like that Bigfoot footage that TMZ posted.
Agreed.
Something like that. John comes in with like look at this car, or like this guy jumping this car off a mountain. And then you're like,
sick.
Kyler Murray said what?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then
Caleb Williams. Yeah.
Gio comes in. Look how many push-ups I can do.
100%.
Yeah.
Sounds like what's going to happen on April 12th.
Yeah, Mari. So the Junkies is a network. So there's a bunch of junkie shows. So I host Bizarre Junkies. George, who you can see right here, he hosts Gridiron Junkies, which is a football podcast. I know John has Action Junkies. There's Fitness Junkies. There's Fight Junkies. There's Political Junkies. There's Justice Junkies. I also host Content Junkies, which is another one to go check out.
And I think if you subscribe to this channel, you're going to also see all the shows that maybe not, that don't have a junkie's name, but yes, will be
Nikki
highlighted in the content. Gridability, the Marcus Deegan Show,
Hero's Journey,
yep, American, the American Fan 365,
which is another one George works on, puts a lot of love and care into. So Jay Cray says, have you watched Kindred Spirits? No, but I do follow Amy, I think is her name, Amy Bruni, the main host, and then she wants George to drop the skincare routine.
absolutely nothing. Lotion. The lighting in front of me right now is impeccable. I have the beauty filter on. But avocado oil, yep. Beard oil, is the best. You get that at Ulta. So guys, instead of staying in the car, go treat yourself, you know, which is always a weird thing to me. I'm like, why wouldn't you want to go in Ulta? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Very true.
I'm just saying that's a whole bunch of women in there trying to look better.
Hey, Mari's got it. She said the junkies take over.
Oh yeah. I think you understand, Mari.
Yeah, Mari understands. Hero's Journey is awesome. And I'm also a little biased. I'm the producer of that show. But Brian Hopkins, who joins us on our ghost hunts, is the host of that show. That's a great show to go check out. Like, go check that show out, Hero's Journey podcast. Shetrell says his skincare routine will be on his OnlyFans. I'm still waiting.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, I may do this. Like, I think I know finally what category I want to fit into.
Yeah, what's that?
Podcaster.
into OnlyFans?
Yeah, the GCP just turns into George Carmona pornography cast. Yeah. Interview.
Fuck
into maybe not me. But I would bring on people and I would put on a show. Trey would be one of the first people on this show. We've been talking about this film for a while.
Poor
and then
Trey.
You release it on OnlyFans, you know?
JCM Naomi, what is up? Welcome to your first live hangout. Glad you could join us today. You're actually catching us on the tail end, but we'll be live again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So right around this time, we'll be starting up instead of ending. So if we look at the poll, we've got 16 votes. 69% nice said no. 31% said yes, they are moving out. If there's a ghost in your house, are you moving out?
Freaky junkie.
Yeah, freaky junkies like coming it. Soon. That's just every junkies, honestly.
Yeah.
Every junkies is kind of freaky.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, all right, friends, it's getting to that time. We got to start wrapping up here. We have another show coming in, and I just want to make sure we keep the train going. I think we're going to have to go live from my house on Saturday. I think I'm going to have to do it.
Do a walkthrough.
No. There's too many people. It's haunted.
100 subscribe, 100 members.
100 members, I'll show you my house. I don't want to do that. Oh, man. Also, don't forget to join our Discord. It is down in the description. You can join there. I'm trying to really build it up, trying to make it a cool hangout spot for everybody. Make sure to like the video. Make sure to share this. Make sure to log into all your 85 burner accounts and subscribe. And if you can, be a member on all of them. At that rate, we might have a Maserati, a Bizarre Junk, and I'll have all of you sign it.
That's smart.
But all right, guys, I want to say thank you so much to George. George, where can the people find you?
Just subscribe to Podcast Junkies Network. I'm going to put it in the chat one more time. That's it. That's who I am. That's this right here. A subscription to this is like loving me eternally.
I just got to point out what Franny said. He said, walk through at my mom's, incite some stuff, then leave. Just get it riled up. And then, all right, guys, see ya. But all right, guys, we'll be live again tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the Bizarre Junkies YouTube channel and on Facebook. We're all live on Facebook as well, which also, before we leave, I forgot, we have to share a major milestone. But on Facebook, we are now at 100,000 followers. So I want to say...
What?
Yes, I want to say thank you to everybody who follows us over on Facebook. 100,000 followers on Facebook. It's a crazy number.
That, Austin.
Yeah, it still hasn't like fully hit me yet.
Tell them what you told me earlier. It's funny.
What did I? Oh, yeah, I can. Okay, here's the thing. With 100,000 followers on Facebook, I can like sway elections. Okay? I can make change in rural governments.
Thanks to you people.
Yes, thanks to you guys.
Thanks to you people.
Yes.
One election at a time.
Yep. And one last time, consider becoming a YouTube member. Those documents are coming out tonight. So if you want to see them, 99 cents a month, help support the show. You get access to extra content. But I'll see you guys tomorrow. Until next time, stay bizarre.